Let us rise to our feet. Good morning again. And it's a great privilege to an opportunity to be here. So let us pray first. Dear precious Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that you are giving us to be here this morning. Father, thou, the guardian of our souls, we thank you, Father, for bringing our soul, our spirit, and our body back together to make us living souls today. Yes, it's a great opportunity we have. And Lord, as we come here as living souls, only one thing that living you create living souls for is to praise you and glorify your name. So Father, we are here this morning for no other reason but to glorify you, to thank you for what you've done for us. To thank you, Father, for putting our names on the Lamb's book of life before the foundation of the world. And not only that, by the end time, you came down, sent a prophet to open our eyes, to see our promise. And Father, when that revelation called us, Father, here we are today. And so we thank you. And Lord, I pray that may you help me. Father, you created me. You have power over me. I'm praying that you use me just as a channel of communication. Amen. Father, should I say anything out of order, you have the power to shut my mouth or turn my mind somewhere else. Oh, God, Father, I'm speaking to your children that you died for. And, Lord, I want to make sure, Father, that whatever I say, point them to you. So, Lord, help me. And help each one of us, Father. Open our hearts, Father, to receive your word and worship you. And Father, we pray that may you bless also the tithes and offering. And Father, bless each one of us who have needs. And Father, I would like to pray specially for my friend Damon. He forgot his eye drops. And Father, I know you see that minute needs of him. I pray that may you help him through the service and this morning, the coming service in the sanctuary. Lord, may his eyes be fine, Lord. And we believe, Lord, that you'll do it. And anybody else, we pray and ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right, so that we keep moving with the tithes and offerings. Let's start that. Since time. All right, so that I'll be reading from, first of all, my title, "It Absolute in Times of Uncertainties." I won't be able, because of time compression, I won't really be able to bring it the way I would like it. Can anybody hear me back? Okay. All right, great. I won't really be able to bring it the way I would like it, but I will start, and if God give me the opportunity one of these days, maybe I will continue. But the title is Absolute in Times of Uncertainties. And my first scripture is from 1 John 3, 1 to 3. So let's read that first. Behold, 1 John chapter 3, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now, are we the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And every man that have this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. And the second is 2 Peter. Second Peter, I will skip what's on above, but starting from verse 10, 2 Peter 1:10. Okay. Wherefore, the rather brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, you shall never fall. Obviously, the things above, which I won't have time to get into. For so an entrance shall be minister unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord Jesus, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think in me, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ have shown me. You may be seated. May God add a blessing to the reading of the word. So as you see, Peter said we have to constantly, and many of the things I'll be talking about, you may say, well, I've heard already about the absolute. I've heard about this. But Peter said we have to constantly remind. He said, even though you are established in that faith, we have to constantly be bringing that back. So, first of all, what is the word absolute? So, you hear many times about the word absolute. So let's first go into the dictionary. Let's say absolute as an adjective is something free from imperfection. It's complete and perfect. All right? And then I give a second, their main definition to it, not mixed or adulterated, something pure. So you see, when you talk about absolute faith, it got to be a perfect faith. Not adulterated. It had to be pure. Okay? Now, free from restriction or limitation, not limited in any way. You can limit God. Amen? Now, number five, is it unrestrained or unlimited by constitution? Counterbalancing group. No group can put, that's what Brother said, nobody can limit. God faith said the days of miracles are past. No, you have to just believe in the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. No. Amen? Now, it's a view independently, not comparative or relative, ultimate, intrinsic. Number seven is positive, certain. Abraham, when God gave him the promise, he had absolute faith in God. You know, it's a positive, certain. Doesn't matter how long it took. Amen? So, something that is not dependent upon external conditions, okay, for existence or for a specific nature or size. It doesn't matter what goes out when you come to this absolute. It doesn't matter the external condition, what is going on, but when you have that absolute faith in God. Abraham didn't look at the conditions, things going around him, but he believed in that absolute faith in God. Amen? So this morning, I want to talk about absolute faith in terms of uncertainties. You may tell me, Brother Marcel, what do you mean by uncertainties? What is uncertain? What do you mean? Now, after listening to the seals and Brother Bram talking about how, and the church ages, Brother Bram talking about how the seed have to go in the ground and people criticizing. I mean, there was a critic who wrote a book called The Silent God. And he said, where's that God when people were being killed? I was very interested in knowing the early Christians' history. So I took a lot of documentary, and you see these Christians, and if you know, Brother Branham said, in that age, it's for the spirit is a calf, right? Sacrifice. Amen? Now, in those days, those Christians that walk into arenas with ferocious animals, lions, tigers, and these that walk in arenas glorifying God. Amen. Nero, what killed Nero, I mean, what hurt Nero the most is to see these Christians in the face of adversity, in the face of death, knowing that when that gate opened, those roaring lions, hungry lions, would jump on them and eat them, and they were singing. I saw a documentary where Nero was so sick. See, he was crazy. They're singing. He was more tortured. The torturer was more tortured than the people who were tortured. They were singing. I don't know what song they're singing, but it could be a song like, "A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing." And they said, "What 40? I'm the 40 mitres. I'm a mighty fortress." What fortress are they talking about? He couldn't understand. Why? Because those Christians, in terms of the certainties, they have an absolute. Amen. That's why they could walk in the face of death and fear nothing. Amen. So the question, you all look around you, out in the world, national, we are in a time of uniting. We are seeing a uniting signs. The natural forces are forcing Israel back into their homeland. Natural signs, the UN, everything at home, abroad, you take it in the spiritual. I don't care where you take it. Physical, you see the uniting. Then the question, Christians, we are facing all these uncertainties. Then where is our absolute? Where is our absolute to walk into arenas like those early Christians? Where is our absolute? So let me read something for you here quickly. Brother Bram said, in absolute, paragraph 59, I looked up in the dictionary, Webster's. According to Webster's, it's perfect in itself, unlimited in its power, primarily not an ultimate. And an ultimate is the amen. That's all. An absolute, it is the unlimited in power, the word absolute. It's perfect in itself. That's all. That settles it. Amen? But the word absolute is an ultimate, and therefore I think that everybody should have an ultimate. And every great achievement, you see those Christians are walking there, and today we look back at those. Every great achievement that's ever been achieved, there has to be an absolute behind it. No matter what it was, it had an absolute behind it, and every person, in order to achieve something, amen, has to first have the absolute. Thank you. In order to achieve something, has to have the absolute. And that's a final wind back through this, that back through the other, till you come to that absolute or the amen. Or the absolute. You got something you have to tie to. In other words, is a final tying post to every achievement. Amen. Amen? It's somewhere. It might wind through many different things till it gets to that tie post. But there is the amen to all of it. There must be such a thing. You cannot go on through life without having one. Amen. Amen? So, the reason I'm bringing this, you know, when we come to the message, or become Christian, we come to the message, is all great. Like those early Christians I told you about, they couldn't go in the facing lions just saying, "Oh, we heard a message." No, it won't work. When Christ first called the disciples, have 70. And he said, "Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you cannot." How many people have absolute then? Only 12. 70 were gone. So just hearing, just seeing the miracles, just seeing what God can do, it's not just enough. You need an absolute behind that achievement of saying, I'm a Christian. And it cannot be a human achievement. But you see, since the Garden of Eden, it became something that is always mankind want to be something into like human achievements. You see, when Adam and Eve the fell in sin, it's like a little child. Do you think they would have come to the Father's Father? Oh, we are so sorry. You told us not to do this. But we are sorry, forgive us. That's in the cool of brothers, in the cool of the evening. God will come down and commune with them. So you think that when that happened, they'll say, Father, Father, forgive us. But what did they do? Human achievement. The first thing that they begin to be their own religion. Fig leaf. You see, and from there on, it's always that human being, we thought that personal achievement instead of looking to that absolute. But you see, when you have that personal achievement, when God came and say, Adam, Adam, where are thou? That personal achievement always failed. It cannot stand. Amen. He said, God, where are thou? Oh, I was hiding. If that achievement could have stand before God, right. When God said, Adam, Adam, where are thou? I say, here I am. But he had to hide. Because that personal human achievement can stand. But you see, that along the way has always gone that personal achievement. That is what I can do. And that's what, since AD 325, when Constantine get into a church, they begin to turn everything. We can do this. We can do that. This is what the way we understand it. Instead of going back to that absolute and having that tie post to it. Amen? So you see, so Adam and Eve, the first thing they build their own religion, that's a human thing, a fig leaf. But it won't work. It takes the blood. Because before the foundation of the world, God saw the time, saw the end before the beginning. He saw through the stream of life, everyone will be sitting today. He saw what will happen, and he killed the lamb. And when he killed the lamb, he put your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And when you came down here on earth, we bypassed our theophany. We came down here on earth, we stepped into time. We begin to do human achievement. And the human achievement, what does the Bible say? You were conceived in iniquity. You came to lie, you came to world, that human achievement, lying. So it took the blood. Before the foundation of the world that God put to, it takes that blood to bring to that absolute. Amen. Amen? So when God came, now, we may not see that in the Bible, but Brother Brown said, God might have killed a lamb and took the lamb skin to dress them. Amen. Because the Bible said that God made them a coat out of a skin. What? So God might have killed some sort of animal. But without what animal, we all knew that before the foundation of the world, when God saw that we stepped into a human achievement, God killed a lamb and put every single one of us sitting your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. So when it comes time, when everything begins for you, go back to that absolute, oh God. So when those Christians are walking into that arena, they knew a mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark that never fell. And Nero couldn't stand that. Because Nero was in that human achievement. I'm an emperor. This emperor Nero, I'm a god. I'll kill you all. And now here are people walking in the face of death, having an absolute that cannot be moved. An anchor, a tie post, singing, that was more than he could bear. Amen? Amen? So, I will read something else for you here. Now, and I'll talk about uncertainties. I'll hear people talk. I'll just look and say, guys, chill out. Everybody's afraid. Great fear. But if you remember, when you see this thing happening as a Christian, you see that the word that was revealed to the prophet is being manifested. So when you see those manifestations, is an assurance for you that I'm living biblical times. Amen? Now, in Israel, before Jesus told them, when you see this happen, don't go back to if you're on a rooftop, don't come down. God gave them signs. So when they begin to see the Roman army encompass Jerusalem, they say, wait a minute, we are living in biblical times. They begin to pray. And God gives them an open window. Jonathan, they pull back. Those Christians got out. But people who are in their human achievement, oh, we believe in Jehovah. Great Messiah has come, he'll save us. But that's not the absolute. Amen? They believe, they know all, everything in and out. You go to the willing world, they're there praying, they know all the Hebrew, you name it. They didn't get out. But the Christians, is not our human achievement. There's an absolute, another absolute told us, when you see this happening, then get out. Amen? And not one Christian who fall that absolute. So that absolute will always lead you to safety. Amen? So, here, Brother Bram said, in a certain sound, now, this is a day of uncertainty. He said here, if the trumpet gives an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself for battle? Paul speaking here calls, he was speaking to those Corinthians, and many of them were soldiers in those days in the Roman army. But today we are soldiers in the army of the Lord. Amen. Now, if the trumpet gives an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself? You got to have the certainty of anything. We got to know where it's right or not. Amen? So you see, like Brother Bram talked back in 33, I remember Billy Paul gave a testimony. And Brother Billy Paul said, in those days, Brother Bram will come. We know in those days, Russia didn't exist. It was Soviet Union. And God didn't tell the prophet, see, the Soviet Union. He said, you tell the congregation will get up. And the people tell the people, repeat. The people repeat, watch Russia. Brother Bram will come and say, watch who? Watch Russia. And Billy Paul giving us. Now, if Brother Bram has said, watch the Soviet Union, today we say, that's the Soviet Union. Who are you watching? But there are no people who have said, wait a minute. Does this prophet really know what he's talking about? It's Soviet Union. There's no Russia here. We're talking about 1933. Who knows? Who ever know in the 70s that the Soviet Union go down? Who knows that? Even early 80s, who knew that? Nobody. Right? But a prophet, an eagle, know and came and told us, the soldiers, like Jesus, were telling them, watch Russia. Now, are we seeing that now coming? Yes. Whoever knew years ago that we'll be talking to that Russia influencing the great democracy of America is all over the news that Russia is playing a democracy. You see? So when you begin to see those things, then you say, wait a minute, where's my absolute? Because I'm beginning to see to come to pass in a fallen place, thing that the prophet said. You see, Brother Brown talked about a woman of some a woman president, but he never said when you see a physical woman, you see, it could be, he said, I put in parentheses. But you see, God likes to help his children who will not rely on their own understanding, on their own interpretation, on their own way of seeing things. God help us. Brother Bram said, parenthesis, the Catholic Church. So now, if you don't take the whole thing, I'm a woman. Oh, yeah, we have the woman here now. But somewhere, if you don't rely something, you're absolute, that small, still voice. So remember my prophet said parenthesis. Who is the parenthesis open for? Remember Jesus, when he was talking to everybody, the disciples said, but why are you talking to us in parable? He said, I'm talking to you in parable because it's given to you to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. Amen. But to them, hearing, they were not hearing, and seeing, they shall not see. Right.
So everybody will read, a woman going to be president. A woman going to be president. But in parentheses, he could be the Catholic Church. And we all know that a woman in the Bible is not physical. We are all in the Bible. As far as God is concerned, we are all the bride. Okay? So you have to go back to that absolute. What did Brother Branham come here for? Brother Branham came to get a bride. And then if you remember in Revelation, he said, and his wife, no more bride, and his wife had done what? Make herself ready. So you see, you need to begin to put all those things back. So now, all of a sudden, everybody was sure. I was in Israel, I said, you know what? I'm not even going to be following these things. Because I knew, if ever we have a woman president, you know what's going to happen? Many people begin to sell everything because they're going to the human achievement. I knew that I'd be telling my wife, when I said, you know what, this is not going to happen. Even though all the, you name it, all the different, polls showing, that I knew, I said, you know what, this doesn't sound right. But you know what? For the prophet word to come to true, we get to a time of uncertainties. And when you get to a time of uncertainties, that's why the true Christian begins to say, what is my absolute? When everything is going on right, you see now I'm flowing down the stream, everything is going on right. You don't question where's my absolute. Everywhere, everything is gold going on. But when things begin, when those people, when they see the army and conquer Jerusalem, in terms of uncertainty, they begin to look in the world, what is our absolute here? So when those things begin to come, I'm like, you know what? I've seen how human can act. Even when Brother Branham was here, Brother Branham said, follow the word, in time of Luther, it's not the Catholic Church that gave Luther the problem. It's the people who follow Luther that give Luther the hardest problem. Yeah. Keeping his head above the fanaticism. So at our time, Brother Branham was here, it was the people who followed him, beginning to call him Jesus Christ. Yes. That Brother Branham said he's only about to leave them and go almost became crazy. Brother, you know, you see. So, when this came, if a woman had got into the White House, you see people begin to sell things. I'm not going to school. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. I'm not going to work. People abandoned. But what did Brother Branham say? Brother Branham said, even if the angel of the Lord told me that God is coming tomorrow, I will still be preaching salvation. I will still, if I'm planting corn, I'll still be planting corn. So when that thing was happening, I'm like, you know what? I don't care what the poll says. The word of the prophet will be honored. Amen. And I'm so happy when I hear Brother Mike brought this last Wednesday that God honored the word of the prophet. Amen? Amen? So in times like this, when we see all those things happening, all those signs, that's the time that the Christians, we begin to focus on our goal. What is our absolute? What is Brother Branham saying? It's time for preparation. We have been encompassed. What do we do? What is the game plan that God laid in the word? What is the game plan that God laid in the message for the believers? Yes. It's not just a time to say, I'm a believer. I believe in Christ. I believe in the message. God has my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. The title, what's God's plan? Amen. I have to, all of us, every one of us, we have to make our call and election sure. Let me quickly run. Like I said, I won't be able to bring it as I wish, but if God will, I'll go on it again. It said, you've got to have the certainty of anything. We've got to know whether it's right or not. And now we are living in a day of great uncertainty. We all know that. The day of uncertainty and the time of uncertainty. I don't believe there ever was a time since time first began back in the Garden of Eden when sin came in and broke eternity into time. I do not believe there's ever been a space of time with so much uncertainty as today. You see, that's what God laid there. That as we now, begin to look. What's the map? What's the game plan? What's the code in the message? We begin to see that come. So when I begin to see all those, and that when they said 11 days before the election, the FBI can't say, that's right. There has to be a time of uncertainty because the prophet word, somebody going back to read, you see, but the prophet said that. And you see, and that vindicates the prophet. But you see what happened today, what many people are living the message. Amen? They're living a message because we didn't have a woman president. People are living. And not only that, people are setting up websites calling themselves that they're trying to redeem people who are lost in the message. But then that's when, you see, all that's in the spiritual arena. Now we're talking about natural signs. Now let's come back to the spiritual signs. People living the message, giving interpretation. So that's a time when every one of us, we begin to ask to ourselves, what is our absolute? Amen. Amen? Amen? All right, so here, all right, where am I? Because then I do not believe there's ever been a space of time with so much uncertainty as today. Because there's not even one hope left in the natural world today. Now you say, well, I've seen times and read in history when the wars covered the earth. That is true. But never a time when the whole earth will be blown to pieces just in 1 second. What are we talking about today? Nuclear agreement? A small country like North Korea can treat the whole world? And they talk about aggressor? Friends, we know that the prophet has spoken. Amen? And such a destruction, it will take weeks and hours and so forth. Now it takes 1 minute. Maybe not that. Just a button press and she's all over. That's all. And they don't have. Cuba can do it herself. I don't have to. A little bitty. Haiti could do it. Just any little nation that wants to can set the world completely on fire and blow her out of her orbit anytime they want to. See, it only takes one fanatic. Like what we have today in North Korea. Okay? Where there's tens of billions of them around the world to do that today. We talk about ISIS. We talk about them having spread all this news all around the world. Have we seen a prophet say that? Amen? So, what we need to do, we see that the world, everything is moving boldness. So that's the time also for the Christian to begin to be bold and begin to claim their promise. God is waiting on us to claim that absolute. What is our absolute? It's not just to get up and say, I'm coming to church. I'm a Christian. He died for me. I'm under the blood. But you begin the absolute, the preparation. But Abraham said, to take the rapture on faith. What is that rapture on faith? Amen? You begin to ask, what is that rapture on faith? God, am I in the rapture on faith? Am I heading toward the rapture on faith? God, what is that absolute you want me? Those are the questions we begin. Time is, I know it's a short time, so. Now, like I said, I won't be able to bring it, but here, I will close very soon, and I didn't even get one third of what I want to say. But anyway, I'll close soon. So here, in closing, what I will say is that the United Time and Signs, natural signs, spiritual signs, you don't need to be visual to see them. You go to work, you talk to your colleague, everybody knows something's fixing to happen. Right. So there's nobody we have an excuse, say, you know what, I didn't know. Yeah. And especially for us in a message for whom God has written a map of what is coming, we should know better. Amen? So as we see, nations sin, as the world gets bolder, the bride needs to cry out to God and have an absolute faith in him. We need to establish a connection. I'm talking about a true connection. Not just a connection, say I'm a Christian. I believe in the word. You begin to say, what does God need of me? He said, you must be born again. Am I born again? Those are the questions that individually and collectively you begin to ask yourself. You must receive the Holy Ghost. Do I have the Holy Ghost? God, check me out. If I don't have it, what do I need to do? Now, it's not just having the Holy Ghost, but Brother Bram said the dynamic of this should be refilling. Even God, if I'm filled, I have to be refilled, constantly be refilled, because the dynamic of this church will be a refilling of the church. Am I on that? That's our absolute for the end time. So you begin to ask yourself, what did the prophet want us to do? But now, be careful. Don't go down the streams. God should be around early, stay in the middle of the road. No fanaticism, no nothing, but you keep the balance, you stay in the middle of the road. And the simple faith, that absolute in him that Christ promised and sent the prophet to get me. He sent the prophet to get me out of here. How do I get out? Amen? So I'll read one more quote to you, and God willing, and give me the opportunity to come back again. I may continue. So he said here, Paul said to the Philippian jailer, he never told him to put up your sword and do all this and the other. He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, thou and thy house. Believe, have faith. How can I have that faith, Brother Branham? It's just as simple as reaching and getting the hyssop to apply the blood. Believe it for yourself. Believe that Christ died for you. Believe that he was the innocent one that died in your place as a sinner and guilty. Same applies by divine healing. Just simple faith to take him at his word. Amen. So you see, when people come around, begin to tell you things, who do you take? Do you take Christ at his word or begin to listen to all the rumors going around? Amen? Now, Brother Bram said here, then when the world begins to come towards the end, the greatest climax, supernatural, at the end of every junction, there's always been miracles and things happen. But now is the greatest of all the world's history. What's fixing to take place now? Oh, it's wonderful. And to think that life will soon be over and we have the absolute truth of the Bible that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He's raised from the dead and he's here with us, not dead, but here. Here with us tonight, as it this morning. Did we see that? Did we see a prophet preach that to us? Did we see here many healings? Many cancer healed? Did we see salvation? Did we see all those things? Then when we see that, they begin to weather absolute. Amen? Now, I will have to leave some of this. The time is over. So let us raise to our feet and pray. Before we do that, I just want to read something for you here to end this. Brother Bram said, Paul said, and this is possessing the gates of the enemy as a trial. Paul said, none of these things bother me, for he was tied to an absolute Christ. And every true achievement is tied to an absolute. And my absolute is the word. And every body else is that's really born of the spirit. The absolute is God's word. I'm tied to it. I laid my hands upon it and it took my place, and I've identified myself with him. We knew that he promised to identify himself with us. That brings genuine faith. And that's what I'm trying to talk about, genuine faith. Okay, genuine faith. Not your own faith, but his faith. You see, that took the human achievement far away. That his faith, his righteousness, not your righteousness. When the devil corners you, I have that, but we won't get to that. When the devil corners you, when you're looking for your absolute, tell him, it's not nothing I've done. It's him. It's not my achievement, but it's him. Amen? Not your own faith, but his faith. Something that you don't control. Just have that simple faith. You don't control it. When you begin to try to control, that's when you get in trouble. Amen? He does it. Now notice, then and then only is a promise made to you. No matter how many churches you join, how many times you've been baptized, face forward, backwards, anywhere you want to, until that seal is placed upon you, then you have no right to call yourself a connect. You have no right to call yourself a connected with your sacrifice. Amen? Amen. So, friend, in closing, I'll say yes, the times are treacherous, but it's also time, great time for us, because we are seeing everything the prophet promised come to pass. It's time that we really get to business and begin to find what is our true absolute in terms of uncertainties. Let us pray. Dear precious Lord Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity you gave us, Father. And Lord, I thank you for helping me. Lord, I know I couldn't get really where I want to, but Father, thou knowest where we have to stop. And Lord, we pray that may you bless each one of us. And Father, help us to take this word to heart and act upon it, Lord. And Father, we pray that may you bless the oncoming service. Bless Brother Tim, anoint him, and Lord, may your Holy Spirit be there and speak, Father, for him to your children. Lord, we give you all, and Father, we pray for Brother Mike Walls and his family in Florida, that may be with them, Father. May your Holy Spirit be there and strengthen him, and may you bring them back home safely, Father. We thank you for everything, and we pray and ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. You may be dismissed.